Okay.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what did you have about commitment?
I said solidify the Pacifica Foundation's commitment to continue this program.
Fine. Add that to it.
All right, Teresa, would you read the changes, please?
Oh, dear. Okay. T. Allen moved that the PNB's priority and intention is to fund FSRN and solidify the Pacifica Foundation's commitment to continue this program.
All right. So is there a second to the motion?
I second it.
All right. Are there any objections to the motion? All right, so moved. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I do want to tell you we have 30 minutes left in the meeting, so let's see where we can go on this agenda. Ursula, we are, as you all know, we are moving into next year the 65th anniversary of Pacifica, so some of us are beginning to explore what we can do to celebrate the 65th. And so Ursula was saying something about perhaps the role that the affiliates could play in this. Ursula, do you want to make a comment about that briefly?
What I just said to Heather was that it might be a good time to make a documentary about the history of the affiliates program, because a lot of the people are still alive that were here at the genesis of the program. And we have recordings of some of them, and we could get others. And it's just a little piece of media education that I think everybody could use, and it would be a nice complement to whatever else we do.
So I guess what we do on this is just begin to explore this, continue to explore and see what's possible, right? I don't know that it requires any action on the part of the affiliates, but are there any affiliates? Task force members, but are there any comments that people would like to make or questions about this?
Is it going to require funding?
Probably.
No. It's really just a matter of calling up people and recording interviews with them and editing it. It actually would make a nice breath show, but it would make a nice longer show too. But no, I mean, only funding in the sense that it probably would take some of Pacifica staff time, you know, to organize it. But we might be even able to find a volunteer to work on it, you know, who would find it interesting.
What are you
all
asking
right.
from us?
Pardon me?
What are you asking from us, Ursula?
Heather, do you want to answer that? I'm not asking anything.
No, I think we just wanted to let people know, you know, that this was something that we were exploring. And I'm sure there'll be something we'll ask folks to do, Teresa, but not at this point. Not at this point. Thanks. The next item, however, we are going to begin developing the budget for 2014, and we want to have a budget for the affiliate task force for the rest of this year. Ursula and I are going to begin working on that. Is there anybody in the task force would like to join us in those discussions and the development of the budget? That would be appreciated as well. So I'm going to ask that question. We don't know when we're going to be setting up these meetings, but it has to be really soon. So is there anybody on the task force who would be interested in joining us on this discussion?
This development?
If it's a telephone conference, I don't mind doing that at all.
Okay, wonderful.
Great.
Who is that, Teresa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So if there's anybody else, let us know. I'm sorry? Is that you, Ursula?
Never mind.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move into... Yeah?
I had one more thing to report from the... We kind of...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. No, that's okay. It can segue also into, I think, the other agenda items. Dina did a lot of work on the newsletter this month, and she came up with a blueprint, you know, basically a list of elements for the the newsletter, and Diane, I think a lot of you met Diane once on the call here. She's a volunteer from New York. She wrote an article about KAOS in Washington State because it's their 30th anniversary. And so what we're going to do this coming week is we're going to have Chris do a mock-up of a sample newsletter, and we can post it on the on the listserv. There's a place where we can post that for you to look at it. The next step then is to get together as many affiliates as we can on a call to talk about scheduling their contributing to it. And I think anybody on this call who is interested in that should join the call. It's a great opportunity to meet some of the really fabulous people that are our clients. And Dina, do you want to describe a little bit more what we did?
Let me just grab it. I didn't realize we were going to do this. What I sent Ursula and I meet once a week, so to move the portal project forward, and the newsletter is one piece of the portal project, and so or it's a beginning, an opening salvo, so to speak. And it will serve several purposes. So one of the things we set up is a newsletter format. And briefly, the format will include a paragraph from a specific station, affiliate station. The article can be long, but in the newsletter it will just be very brief, maybe 50 words or less. And then it will automatically take you by link to the website, which is what we want. We want people coming to the website, and the purpose of their writing about their own station and introducing it is that they will have their own page on the portal project. And so they will give us pictures, they'll give us the article about their station, and they're going to make a video introducing themselves. So all of that will be on each newsletter. It will be a different station. So if we have 200, we have several years' worth of newsletters to go with that one piece. So that in format, that will be one section of the newsletter every month. There will be another section around the news around Pacifica and including something about the Affiliate Task Force. So the Affiliate Task Force will make a brief monthly statement. We're looking at it being very short paragraphs, maybe 50 words. This is not a long... Anything that we want to say that's longer will be a link to the website so that people can just look at the newsletter, blink, and move to the website where they can see much more extensive work. And the linkage is to the portal website. I mean, that's what our vision is, so that we're getting more and more visitors to the portal. There will be links to stories that are on the Pacifica Network .org website, and there will be links to affiliate stories from affiliate stations. And the heading or the branding or the logo, whatever you want to call it, will be the Pacifica Network logo at the top. And the logo statement will be: Pacifica Network is a collaboration between community radio stations that maintain their own uniqueness geographically, socially, politically, economically, and ideologically. And there will be another space for announcements of new affiliates that come on each month. So that's sort of the format. It's short and sweet, and it's just got lots of links to it. And then we, another week, we set out and figured out a timeline for the newsletter. We want it to go out by the middle of each month. And so everything will be due the first of the month. And we have to do that because it has to be laid out and edited and all of that, and we need some time to do that. So articles and pictures from the stations are due the first of the month. The news around Pacifica is due the first of the month. The affiliate task force statement will be due the first of the month. And then Ursula and I have been working on something we call a controversial statement, which raises questions that allow all of us, it's sort of like, in coaching terms, I call it the dream, you know, what we hope to do. Because anything's possible, but you first have to envision it. And so most of those questions start with what if, and Ursula and I have spent a couple of weeks working on that, and that works a lot for us. So that's sort of the layout. That's the quick and dirty of the newsletter. We're waiting for Chris to do the layout. Diana has now written the article. Heather, you know, the announcement of the 65th anniversary and participation in it could be a great link as an example. Things that we discuss here on the affiliate task force become, you know, good links. If it's another way of getting the news out and about. So, and it's
thank you.
The first step to the portal.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. I do want to mention, actually, we're just going into this listing of unfinished business issues here about the newsletter. For example, I know Serene has been doing some outreach to find out about prison shows, right, around the both in the Pacifica stations and the affiliate stations. I know John Crumshaw was interested in writing about pedagogy. Theresa had mentioned doing something about execution watch. So I know that some of the task force members have some interest in doing, in having something in the newsletter. Dina, you know something?
Yeah, well, one of the great things, I mean, I haven't done it in a long time, but when I went to some of the GRCs and NFCB meetings, there were always producers that came up that wanted to meet other producers from other stations on similar issues that they were dealing with. And so that's what this network should be about. It should be about we should be a resource. And that's hopefully what the newsletter will be. But not just the newsletter. It's really throwing it all back onto the portal and throwing it onto our website so that we become active and resourceful and helpful to all the stations. That's the whole point of it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dina. Does anybody have any questions or comments of Dina? Okay, I do want to ask.
I want to say something. I have a comment. Dina,
okay,
thank you so much. This is obviously a lot of work, and it's very well thought out, and it sounds like it's going to be just great.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so good. Thank you, Teresa.
And again, I would just encourage anybody here who wants to join the call, when we do it, we'll announce it. Please join us. You don't have to say anything, you have to stay very long, but it's a great opportunity to meet some really fine people and to get a sense of, you know, who these real people are. The last thing I want to say, Heather, just before I end this, is that I had an interesting contact this last 2 weeks or 3 weeks that kind of illustrate the some possibilities of the portal. There's an artist from, I think, Los Angeles, who is very interested in organizing artists to do fundraising for Pacifica and to sell them through the portal. And so
on, you know, to raise money for Pacifica. So I'm also saying this in case there's anybody who knows anything about selling art or is particularly interested in that, you know, let me know, because, you know, Dina has some experience with selling art, and, you know, anybody else who's interested, it's worth, you know, thinking about. I, you know, who knows? Anyway,
that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that. We do have these other items on the agenda, actually, about the newsletter. I'd ask for Serene. I think we lost Serene. Serene, are you there? I think we lost her. She was going to report on some of the responses she got back from various affiliate and Pacifica stations about prison shows, and that's making that connection as well. John Crumshaw, are you still there? John? You never know. He mutes his phone, right? John? John Crumshaw. I can't yell. I cannot yell.
Hi, I've just unmuted. Hello.
All right. So do you want to say anything about the newsletter or what you want to do again on pedagogy? Is there anything you want to add? Or you?
What I would like to do, and I want to work with you and get some lead from other affiliates, to find out if they're doing programming on pedagogical issues in their area. For example, someone that I interviewed because I knew his father-in-law was that he won the top 20 under 40 in Topeka, Kansas, teacher, and he developed a math program. I interviewed him. And I thought that was very good. It was an innovative program. I think that outside of California, there are tremendous things happening, but we don't know about it. So I would like somehow to get affiliates to let me know about important educational developments within your community so that we could highlight them.
That sounds great. So actually, John, with your participation in the newsletter or writing up something or whatever or joining these calls, it's a good way to get more information out about the work that you do and your interests, I think. Am I right, Ursula and Dina?
Yeah, right.
So,
and I'll write something up. Maybe I can write something up after each program that I do, at least as a minimum, and give you a little summary of what the program was about, and since they can still listen online, then they have access to it, and then encourage people to provide me with other information about educational ideas that are in their areas.
That would go on PacificaNetwork.org anyway. If you did that regularly, that would always be put on that.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that, Ursula, so that would be important to find out, because I think we need more information out there.
Do you put your show on AudioPort regularly?
I did it once. I haven't done it regularly.
Okay. Well, maybe
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, maybe we should have a conversation on Monday, and we can if you put the show in regularly, we'll put it on PacificaNetwork.org regularly.
Perfect. I will do that. We can talk maybe about that. You say Monday?
Yeah. Can you call me on Monday?
Sure, I'll give you a call. Now, that's Heather, right?
No, Ursula.
Ursula. Okay, so you want Ursula? Right. Ursula, you want me to call you on Monday?
Yeah. Do you have my phone number?
I think I do. I think it was forwarded to me, but maybe through Heather, you could make sure that I get it, and she can forward it.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
I'll make sure.
I'll do that. No problem.
Great.
So,
thank you.
All right. Thank you. So, Teresa, you're going to do something you can watch sometime, right?
Yes, and I'm sorry. I must say, I have not worked on it. It's been put on the back burner too many times.
Right. So,
I've got all the notes from the interview. I could do it. I just have to give myself a half an hour to do it. It's the story of my life.
All right. So, let me just ask, does anybody want to say anything else about the newsletter or any comments or anything that any of you on the task force would like to do, write or whatever, in the newsletter?
Hello?
All right. Yes, who's that?
Oh, hi. Serene's back.
Hi.
Is that you, Serene?
It is.
So I thought you had left us. Could you just say something just for a few minutes about the responses you got back on the prison shows?
Yeah, I just got back on. Actually, you know, a bunch of people sent things in. I drafted something up and sent it over to Ursula and Chris, and they're going to get back to me on that. And in the meantime, I've begun to compile the programs around the network to deal with, you know, prison and criminal justice and so forth.
That's wonderful. All right. Thanks for that. So, all right. So I'm going to move on to this. I'm sorry?
I'm gonna push Chris to get back to you on Monday. I know you sent him some stuff.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. That's great. So, so I want to talk briefly about the survey. We're still wanting to complete this. So do you want to make any comments about this, Ursula?
No, it's just, you know, my apologies to Teresa and Dina. I keep trying to get there, and I don't. But I'm going to say...
Did you have that meeting? Did you have that training session?
No, I got stood up.
Okay.
I was there.
Oh, well,
we're still working on it. We're still working on it. Still working on it. So,
story of my life, all dressed up and nowhere to go.
So, I do want to report that you all might have seen the email I sent out. I went to Clark Atlanta University here, the communications department. So, looking for some interns there to also help with the survey. We'll see how this works.
That's
I'm
wonderful.
Hopeful we'll get a couple of folks. Yeah, it was really exciting talking with them over there. So we'll see what happens. But so now, Ursula, you're going to try to have another training, right?
I guess I should call the two people involved. And I can post this listserv in case anybody else wants to join.
That would be great.
I'll be honest. I am never able to do what I'm, you know, everything I need to do. And so, you know, I'll be honest, if people don't meet me halfway, it's just it's beyond my ability to get people, hunt people down. So I'm here. I'm willing to try it again, but I just have to ask everybody to meet me halfway. I can't do more.
Serene, please.
So, yes, Serene.
Can you, Ursula, if you could just check KPFTX when you schedule it, because I did see the notice about the last one, and I'm very interested in helping with it, but I think I saw the notice, and we had a PNB meeting or something that day.
Okay,
great, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, also, if it's, you know, if it's too difficult to schedule something, I'm more than happy to speak one-on-one with people. The only thing I ask is that it, you know, that people meet me halfway and reach out to me too. I'm not going to hunt people down.
All right.
I guess that's a good thing that you won't be hunting people down.
Right. Okay. So going on to this next item, it's just action items. I don't know. So I'm going to skip that because I don't know what those were from the last meeting, and I apologize to everyone about that.
I can tell you what they were from
please.
The minutes.
Oh, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
I can go to the minutes and tell you what they were.
Great.
Just bear with me 1 minute. Here, I'm pulling them up. Action items. Okay, renewed request for task force members to submit articles for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Task force members, please submit ideas for sampling for the survey. Dina Colbert will discuss intern program structure with the coordinator. Coordinator will work with Serene Roberts on the prison program portal. Katia Stitt and A. Antaram will get the survey training from the coordinator. And Heather Gray will discuss the intern program with A. Antaram.
What's the last one? The last one? Heather Gray will do what?
I'm Kine Antaram. You said you were going to discuss the intern program with her. I think she had possibly another thought about where we could get interns.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That's something I'll try, that I'll do.
So the first one was renewed your request for task force members in general to submit articles for the newsletter. So we've kind of covered that today, and those who have done their work and haven't, like me. Number two was task force members, please submit ideas for the sampling process for the survey. And I don't know if anyone's done that. The third one was Dina Colbert will discuss the intern program structure with the coordinator. Sounds like she's done that. And sounds like you, Heather, have done some things on your own. Four, coordinator, that's Ursula, will work with Serene Roberts on the prison program portal. And then five was the meeting that two people didn't keep with our coordinator. And the last, and the intern, Heather Gray was going to discuss further with Akine. Those were the action items from the last meeting.
Okay, so the one with Akine needs to stay on, and the sampling needs to stay on as well on the action items. I don't know what else we have. Let's see. What else are we doing this month then? We're going to do the training again, right? Try the training again.
Yeah, and I want to try and get something up for the prison portal this month. I think it's real important we get that done.
The prison portal. So we're going to work on that this month. What else do we decide, everyone? John Crumshaw is going to do his thing. He's going to write up his comments, right, or his summary of his show. What else do we have?
John Crumshaw will write up what?
If you write up a summary of his show.
Show or show?
Show. I think his show, when he has a show, he's going to write up a summary of it.
Every
show. You could say shows.
Show.
You could make it plural.
Okay.
Every show. Yeah, or
and
every show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what are the action items again?
Okay, so we still need to do a sampling. We need to figure out a sampling for the survey.
The sampling is going to be geographic.
We need to come up with the categories for it. So, and we're going to the training again.
All right.
Heather needs to get in touch with me about interns.
Okay.
And John Crumshaw is going to begin writing up a summary of those.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I miss? Oh, we're going to do the prison portal. We're going to establish the prison portal.
Who's going to do that?
Chris, I think, is. Chris, right? In discussion with Serene, right?
Yes.
And did I miss anything?
Yeah. Everyone will supervise staff setting up prison
portal
with Roberts.
Yeah. Did I get everything, everyone?
And, Madam Chair, you need to get the two items on the agenda for the PNB meeting.
Yes, put that down.
Okay.
Please.
And also, Teresa, Dina, I think, Dina, you and I are going to schedule a conference call with affiliates about the newsletter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The 17 stations that signed up to experiment with us on the portal project are going to be asked to be on the call.
Yeah. And we'll let
on the budget call?
No, on a separate call around the newsletter for the portal. We are inviting the 17 stations that signed up to experiment with us. They're going
to
be
the portal?
First 17 stations that
we will... To discuss the newsletter? To discuss what?
The newsletter. Because they're going...
Okay.
In other words, we're asking them to sign up for the next 17 months.
Okay.
Each station. So that if you know it's due a year from now, you have a year to both write your article, get your pictures, get the video. No excuses.
and have it ready for the first of the month that it's due.
Okay.
Damn right.
And so who's going to contact the 17 stations?
Chris, Ursula, and I are in charge of that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So wonderful. All right.
Chris,
so
we're going to do the template for the newsletter.
Is that a question?
No, it's just another. It's part of the newsletter.
Who's going to do the template?
Chris.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right, everyone. So,
are there any
announcements,
Madam Chair?
Yeah, I'm going to ask that. Yes, are there any announcements, anyone? All right, so I want to thank everyone. And do I have a motion to adjourn from someone? That's a Robert's Rule request, right? So, yes. I'm sorry?
You're the funniest chair I've ever worked with.
All right, so we are adjourned, everyone. I want
thank
to
thank you, Heather.
So
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.